55. Got a walnut stock, a cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
Bang! Wagon!
I want to get online. I need a computer!
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning. Warning. Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh shit!
Ladies and gentlemen! My headphones on like crap.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead and tweak those bad dogs a little there.
Ah, that's better. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and people with...
Outdefinable gender.
Outdefinable?
Without definable gender.
Oh, without definable
gender.
Well,
you said the with, and I had to take over.
Got it. You're listening to the greatest show on the internet radio spectrum.
That would be Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Johnny Carson.
Johnny's dead.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now you're Elvis.
Yeah. No, it's Murphy. How you doing, guys?
Johnny Carson doing Elvis. Thank you.
Guess who else is
Ed
with
McMahon
us in the studio?
Ed McMahon doing Priscilla Presley. Oh, film at 11.
Ew. Hey now. All right. And guess who's back with us in the studio finally?
Who's here?
Leroy Jenkins.
I'll be damned. Who's the engineer with the most?
Leroy Jenkins.
Who's the engineer who got this line fixed?
Leroy Jenkins.
Who likes chicken?
We start chicken.
There you go. All right.
We love him.
Wonderful. Leroy is back, which is always a good thing. Always a good thing.
Yeah, never really a bad deal to have Mr. Jenkins around.
All right.
He told me to call him Mr. Jenkins in the parking lot.
Well, that's because you're his bitch.
Dude, he's a scary dude.
Well, I'm not arguing that he's a scary dude. It's just, you know, he calls me. Well, I'm not going to tell you what he calls me. It's
Massa.
Massa? Listen up, Massa. This internet craziness you got going on is ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
Ridiculous.
Oh, Massa? My goodness.
Alrighty, folks. We said it before. We'll say it again. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. It's 7 o'clock here in Vegas, actually a little after. We got a lot of ways you can play along, so let's cover the basics first.
Ooh.
Yes, I gave you the cheat sheet now.
You gave me the cheat sheet.
So that we have all this shit in one. Actually, there's a few ways, one new way to get a hold of us. First, let's cover the basics. You're listening to us on the internet, which means that you've got a lot of good stuff going on right there. So you could join us by going into the chat room. First thing you do is you go to spankwagon.net. There's a little link over on the left-hand side.
Spankwagon. It
says Cam and Chat. Go ahead and click on that. You can join the IRC chat room. Plus, you can open up a cam, which you can either watch us or what we like to put up on the screen is just our slogan or our logo.
We like it when
logo.
You watch us.
He likes when you watch him. But then again, he faps off to the cats. You also have ways to call us live if you want to talk to us. If you want to, you know, toll-free call, it's 1-866-587-6257. If you're local here to Vegas, it's 383-8120. Of course, we'll be giving those out more throughout the...
Oh, hell yes, we
throughout
will.
...throughout the show. Also, we got something new going on here, ladies and gentlemen. The studio has listened to me whine, bitch, moan, and complain. And we now have a Skype line coming into the studio, which means that if you are so disposed, you can actually Skype into the show now. The Skype link right there on spankwagon.net. For those of you who are too damn stupid to figure out what the show title is.
Spankwagon.
The Skype name is Spankwagon. It's pretty easy. So you can give us a call at any time on the Skype line, if you will. Let's see. So we got phone numbers. We've got IRC. We've got Skype. And, of course, our email, spankwagonmail@cox.net. Because we like Cox.
Speak for yourself there, Skippy.
Yeah, you're the one... beaten off to the cats.
Fap, 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 fap.
All right. A lot of shit to cover. Actually, one thing I wanted to cover right now, you know, I don't do it often enough, but I want to kind of talk about the website because we did make some changes to it in the past couple weeks.
Yep.
We know we still have things up there such as the Phone Smart link where you could try to dial
phone
a payphone.
Phone Swarm link.
Oh, Phone Swarm.
Otherwise known as the bit that never worked.
Yes, the bit that never worked has made it now to the website. It's sort of like going back to a single A baseball team after being in the majors.
T-ball.
Ooh, T-ball?
It's T-ball.
You're calling
point.
The website a T-ball field. Great. My website's ran by a bunch of 4-year-olds with sticks. Yeah! Puck, back, back. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
No, I'm just saying that...
I will agree. It did not work. And I wanted it to work. I mean, I desperately wanted it to work.
Oh, we know.
I was so hopeful.
Too bad it doesn't.
Yeah, it didn't.
And you suck.
No other way it does. But you also have the Frapper, which always makes me, you know, I mean, we joke about fapping.
Frap.
But you have the Frapper map, so we want our listeners, wherever you are in the world...
Hey, do you want me to pull up and get a current link on the, our current look at the Frapper map?
Actually, we have like 13 people on our Frapper map.
Holy shit.
We're kind of stalled out on 13, so if you're a listener anywhere in the continental United States, fuck that, anywhere in the world... Go ahead and click on the Frapper map and tell us where you're at.
Yeah, we'd like to know so we can send little Timmy over to your house and he can molest your parents.
Well, little Timmy has to break free from his dad first. That's the trick. Just
no.
Saying. All right. Let's see. So we got the Frapper map. Also, Spankwagon is always looking like a... is always looking for, I should say, more people to contribute. One thing will say that it's a content management system to the extreme... We are always looking for people to submit stories and articles and comments.
Basically do the work so we don't have to.
Pretty much. Anybody could submit a story. That's the nice beauty of it. But you need to register to comment so that way I can keep out all the crap-ass spammers. So think about that. You can contribute anything. Free speech, open forum. Guaranteed. And then if you want to comment, just sign up. You don't even have to sign up with real information. You can sign up with a fake name, fake password. I don't care who you are. I just want to keep people from selling me Viagra.
SteveJobs@AOL.com.
There you go. I just want to keep people from selling, you know, people from like trying to hawk Viagra and all that shit on there.
So. Is it a little warm in here or is it just me?
It's very fucking warm in here, but our studio engineer prefers the jungle. So he keeps the temperature up here about
90. Did you just call him a spear chucker?
I called him a spear chucker. Our studio engineer is a spear chucker.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, well, you know.
Funny.
It very funny.
But fucked up.
So that's what we have going on. Oh, Timmy was in there. Little Timmy was
and
in the chat room.
Timmy left. I think Daddy caught him and had a conversation with him.
He's going to your house now. Everybody signed
Timmy,
up.
Timmy, look, I know you're going to smell the bourbon behind you. Just close your eyes and go somewhere else.
So, anywho, what do you want to start with today? We got a lot of stuff to start with. I got a lot of article news and stuff to talk about. You had...
Oh, crap.
An interesting week.
I've had... Yeah.
Tell us about your dentist visits.
Let's see here.
And I do say visits all in the
plural.
Same day.
Yeah. Let's see here. I had to go have a root canal, and it was not a fun little experience there. I showed up at the dentist. First off, the earliest appointment I could get was for Thursday, and this was done over a week and a half ago. They didn't have anything earlier in the week. And I told before, I took this week off, did a little vacation time this week.
Right. Did you get our prizes mailed out to our listeners?
Fuck no.
You asshole.
I know. But so I was chilling out at the house and then had to go to the dentist. And I get there Thursday morning. And this, keep in mind, this is the second visit. They've already done the x-rays, already determined everything. And the tooth that they're working on is molar bottom of my mouth on the left-hand side. Now, the tooth in front of it is already missing. That's the tooth that I cracked and basically tore half of out when I had my tongue pierced.
Okay.
And I was too poor to afford a crown at that point. So I'm missing a tooth back there. So the one next to it is just disgusting at this point.
Right.
It was pressed up against a wisdom tooth. The wisdom tooth started to rot because of a gap that was there.
Okay.
Yeah, look, I'm British. My teeth are fucked. There's nothing I can do about it, all right? So I get there. They, it takes a while for them to get me, numbed up. Because, number one, I'm quite frankly terrified of needles. I know that's hilarious with me being a medic and all, but I am absolutely...
No, that's right, you were an army medic.
Yep, I am terrified of needles.
So you didn't mind sticking people, but you really hated
getting
stuck.
You know what it is? I'll stick myself if I can.
You would.
You know, I'll...
Take out that rib.
I've given myself... Yeah, you're funny. I've given myself IVs. It's nothing...
You've
you
given
know.
Your... So how long were you a drug user?
No, I said IVs, not shots. But I've... You know,
but
no
you just
problem.
Said you'd stick yourself.
If I could stick myself for a shot or something, I would.
Would you stick yourself for $20?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, because you don't have any clean needles.
Oh, that's true. Khan does. Studio engineer does. He has some hyperdermics in the car.
Nice.
You know, not only is he a spear trucker, he's a crackhead.
Nice. That would be a heroin user. Crackheads use pipes.
Oh, that's right.
You farm
he buys
boy.
A, that's right. Fuck. That's right. He buys a lot of the glass, the little stem roses and glass vials.
There you go. So I get to the dentist and they start drilling and it took 30 minutes for them to actually get me numbed up because it took a while for me to relax enough to where they could actually, stick me in numb.
Where do they keep trying to poke you?
Well, of course, in the jaw.
Could you show me on the
bear? On the doll?
Show me on the doll where they try to poke you?
Anyway, so it took three full, syringes of Novocaine to get my mouth numb enough.
Damn!
Apparently, that's one in maybe 200 or 300 people that need that.
Okay.
Once they got that going, they started drilling and then had to actually drop Novocaine in at the specific sites to get it going.
Okay.
And once that was going, they started drilling, drilled out all the decay, and that was disgusting. God, that tastes nasty.
Well, it's rotten. Just rotten stuff. Of course it's going to taste nasty.
I keep burping and tasting it, too.
Ew. Ugh.
So anyway, they start getting the file out. Have you had a root canal?
I've had two.
Okay, well, they get
one of them's actually bugging me right now because the nerves aren't dead.
Ugh. Well, they get the files out, and they start filing down there.
Yep.
And then realize that my tooth is curved, and it's calcified.
Okay.
So they can't really do it.
So they can't get in there.
No, they're trying, and they're like, hold on, we need to get another x-ray. So they stick files in my teeth to find out, how deep it's going.
Okay.
Do an x-ray with me. They're to bite down on this. I can't. I've got the files in the back of my teeth. Can we bring the music bed down a little? It's a little loud there. And they do another set of x-rays, and they're like, yeah, we can't do this. We're going to have to send you to a specialist.
Oh, Jesus.
So then they start looking for specialists in the area, and it turns out there's a big convention or something going on the next 2 weeks for endodontists, or what they call those guys who specialize in root canals. None of them are in town.
No dentist that can do root canals are in town. No. Or no other dentist, except for your lousy dentist who tried.
Ooh, yeah, not, well, there's a specialist.
There may be a reason he wasn't invited.
Yeah, yeah, no shit. So finally they find a guy, and they said, yeah, we can get you in. The earliest we can get you in would be April 19th. I'm like,
oh, wow.
It's not a big deal, but fuck. And they said, but here's the deal. You're going to have to pay for it all up front. And then once we get the check from your insurance company, we'll reimburse you.
That's weird.
And apparently that's how all of their connected, their, you know,
their insurance
their
and all referrals. That bullshit does.
Not
okay.
even insurance, just the guys that they refer to. That's how all of them do it now.
Okay.
So I'm like, fuck that. I am not paying $500. And then they start
to realize. $500?
Or actually, it was $1,000. They wanted me to pay at least half.
Oh, nice.
So then I'm like, fuck
you know,
that.
You got to love that, to put up with the pain and their weight.
Oh, yeah.
You have to pay them more money.
Yeah. So now they've drilled me. They've put in the stuff to kill the nerve, the chemicals to kill the nerve. And they've got a temporary filling in there. And they're telling me that it's going to cost me at least $500 to get this taken care of. I start to lose my goddamn mind.
Please elaborate.
I start fucking losing it. My wife sees it and she keeps telling me, she's like, honey, calm down. I'm about ready to pop. I go outside and I'm just stalking up and down the parking lot, trying to stay calm and not go inside, and basically wind up getting myself arrested.
Right.
So I come back inside and they know they fucked up. They know that they started a procedure that they can't finish, that they never should have started the procedure to begin with, and that had they paid more attention to the X-rays and actually done a little research on it, they wouldn't have even started this. They would have first referred me to a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
So their office manager works and finds a dentist who can do it. Apparently, they said they could do it that day, and would only charge me my regular copay, which It's like $175, and that's fine. I don't mind paying that. I'm not going to pay $500, but $175, which is my copay, because it is a specialist. It is considered a major
operation.
Well, not really an operation, but a major procedure.
Ooh,
so,
procedure. I do those to my car.
So I go to this dentist, and they're like, okay, well, we're going to do a consult, and we'll tell you if we can do it or not. And okay. They do more x-rays, and they're like, okay, yeah, it's going to take a little bit of work. It's going to take a little bit of effort. We can schedule it for the 13th.
The 13th.
What happened to today? It's like, well, we can do a consult today, but the doctor's leaving early. I'm like, motherfucker. So there goes that. So now I've got a hole drilled in my tooth. The nerve is supposedly dead. I've got plenty of pain medication, though. That's the nice thing. They loaded me up. Anything I wanted, they gave me at that point. And I got to wait till the 13th to go back, have them take out this temporary, do a little bit more of a procedure, take out more of this calcified lens. And it kind of sucked, man. It was just fucking infuriating, you know, when you go in there and they fucking say, we can do this. They start fucking drilling your mouth out. And that tastes disgusting. They fucking
the smell of tooth, being ground down is actually the smell of bone burning.
It's enamel.
You want to smell what a person smells like on fire? Take a deep breath next time you're in the dentist office and you're getting your tooth drilled. That's literally it.
And then, they had to keep giving me more and more Novocaine. And once they actually got to the nerve, they actually had to drop Novocaine directly down on the nerve. Do you know how much that fucking burns?
Oh, tons.
Holy shit,
you can
dude.
Feel, I mean, when you get a shot of Novocaine, you can feel the sensation. That burning sensation is it triggering all the sensors to go off.
Do you know, I had so much Novocaine that my dentist appointment was at 9. At 2:30, when I walked into the second dentist's office, my jaw was still numb.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it took quite a bit to get that taken care of.
So do you have any ibuprofen on you?
Not on me. I'm trying not to take any of the pills.
Ah, damn, because my tooth is really hurting me today. You know?
Sorry, bro.
I was maybe hoping, you know, anything that doesn't
put me
to sleep.
I may have some ibuprofen in the car, but...
Oh, right on.
And then last night, I had
to... Because, like, dental work is, like, running rampant right now. Because, like, for me, I got a rotten tooth. I got a molar that... Ugh. I chew hard candy. That's my biggest problem.
Cock,
and I got a molar that I was chewing hard candy and broke. This is the third one that I've done this to. So now that I got to get it pulled. But I'm just being lazy. I haven't called. I figure I'll just take an ibuprofen or something
done
with it.
Don't go to Smoke Ranch Dental.
Yeah, see, I go to, like, Sun Valley Dental or something like that out in Henderscum.
No. So, and then last night, I was the whole time, I'm like, God, please don't let me be fucked up. Please don't let me be fucked up. Because last night, my father-in-law took me to the Dodgers and the Mariners game.
How was that?
That was fucking awesome, dude.
Now, that's over here at Cashman Field, our AAA stadium.
AAA affiliate, yeah.
For the Dodgers is the LV51s or Las Vegas 51s.
Yep. It was a split squad game, so we didn't have everybody. But let's see. The Dodgers did have Brad Penny starting, and that just turned out to be horrendous. And we also had, Oscar Robles. We had Nomar Garcia-Para and Kenny Lofton, who's starting in center now. They just picked him up recently. But it just wasn't fair because on the other end of things, the Mariners had Ichiro, Beltre, Sexton, and a new catcher.
So they were basically running full steam.
Almost. They had a new catcher, though. His name's Kojima. And that guy,
What country?
He's Japanese player. And I'm telling you, he is an incredible catcher. And he took Penny long, man. Just belted one right out of the park. It was nice.
Wow.
Penny wound up wild pitching in the first, and Ichiro scored off of it. So, yay. Fucking great. That guy kills me. So, yeah. The whole night, though, my father-in-law is just getting me drunk. Just getting me drunk. Keeps bringing me beers. One of us has got to drive. That's the really funny part. He's keeping up with me, and I'm like, one of us is going to have to drive for this. But the whole night, we missed most of the middle innings because the guys in front of us were fucking cracking us up, man. All fucking night, dude. Hilarious.
Well, sounds like you had a pretty good day yesterday, all things considered, with the tooth being ripped out and not ripped out. And
well, I did get a blowjob in the afternoon, too. So,
well, your wife does, you know, does take care of your needs. I'm sure that as long as you weren't numb down there.
No, but you know what? I was like, okay, so I had a bad trip to the dentist, but I got a blowjob, and I'm going to a baseball game. It about evens out. I've had pretty much an okay day.
Probably does work out in the end.
Yep.
All right. Literally. So, anyhow, that sounds interesting.
Yep.
My week literally has been nothing. I have, other than my work, I have not done anything entertaining this week.
Yeah.
Like, a boring fucking week. I mean, I can go on and tell you how boring it is. I mean, we're talking bed by 8 at night boring.
You suck.
Dude, when you get up at 4:30, 5:30 in the morning, you know, because my kid cannot seem to sleep. Like, it and it's clockwork. 5:30. Boom. What? Fucking A! hey, it is 5:30 in the morning.
It gets better. Once they hit 4, they come into your room at 5:30 in the morning and want to know if it's time for breakfast.
Oh, fuck.
Can I have a Pop-Tart?
A Pop-Tart.
Can I have a Pop-Tart, Daddy?
Nice.
We don't have any Pop-Tarts, Roger. Can I have a Pop-Tart? Roger, go back to bed. But the sun's up. Just barely.
And it's just enough to wake them up and make them want to run their day.
Ugh.
What time does your kid go to bed?
9.
See, my kid goes to bed at 8 and he's up by, you know, and I'm thinking maybe we put him to bed at night, but 8 o'clock, he's already starting to, like, fade. Like, this kid, you know, he's just like, he'll play for a little bit and then he'll find something to put his head on. He'll just rest his head. And he's just stopping. He'll just stare at you and rest his head and look at you and stare. And then get up and play around a little more, and he's playing. He's rolling the truck around, playing ball, catch, giggling, laughing. And then he puts his head down and rests his head.
Little kids rock.
And looks at you like, you really need to put me to bed, Dad.
I see.
I'm just saying.
Bed.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So, yeah.
That's, I mean, my week is boring as shit. At least you got to go to the Little League games. Or Little League. The Major League.
Yeah,
the actual
ball games.
The actual ball games.
Pretty cool.
So, not full crowd, not a full house yesterday, but
not
close.
Not a full house. Last night was the only game that
Cubs
wasn't
games,
sold
the
out.
The Cubs games that are here in town are sold out.
The Cub game, yeah, last night was the only night that wasn't sold out, and it was a pretty good...
good deal.
Pretty good deal there, yeah.
All right. So what we're going to do right now, looking at the clock, we're going to cut to a break. I need to find some painkillers. We're going to cut to a quick break. I think I got the music on this one.
Aw.
Aw, fuck you.
Hate you.
I got the music
on this
one.
I hate you.
You don't have to hate me. You mean nice. It's my fucking show. I'm gonna
fuck you, asshole. It's our fucking show.
And fuck you. You're...
No, fuck you. Here.
Don't even touch. God damn it. Don't touch it. God damn it.
Ow, motherfucker.
Son of a...
Goddamn.
I'm going to play
knuckles.
My music. So anyhow, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Fun with Murphy. I'm sorry.
Fun.
How about Murphy and Friends?
How about Spankwagon?
Nah, it's been done before.
Fuck you.
And then you turn the law. I've been stuffed in your pocket for the last 100 days. When I don't get my bath, I take it out on the slaves. So grease up your baby for the ball on the hill. I'll polish them rockets now and swallow those pills and say, oh. Space lawn mother, mother. There's a car in the field now in a column of flame. With well, two doors to choose, but only one bears your name. You've been drinking my blood, well, I've been licking your wounds. Well, I shave off the pitch now.
I drink from your
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And I'm hoping these damn painkillers kick in soon. God damn it. Just saying.
Little does Trencher know that we've switched his usual painkiller with a combination of heroin and Vicodin.
Wow, man! This is fucking great! Alright, hey, wait, what's this?
This is the greatest fucking thing ever, man!
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air!
Yo, it's Kari.
Hey, Kari! Kari,
what's
going?
Up, man?
I've come here to harass your show, let me in.
Oh, shit!
Okay, alright. We got a nice fucking doorbell, man. We got the, you know, let me punch you in. Oh, shit, can't do it. Alright, anywho. You know, it'd be nice to get a phone call from someone other than wanting in the building. It'd be kind of nice. Anywho! As we said, Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net, while Kari's getting into the studio, looking like a faggot gym teacher. Jesus Christ, dude's wearing like these fucking faggot soccer shorts, a fucking faggot green shirt. I don't know what mic you're on. Talk.
No, that's not it.
That could be it.
Are you on now?
There,
yeah, there you are.
Hi.
What's fucking up, Akari, man?
Not much, just playing soccer, you know.
Oh, I got a kicking around some balls.
Yeah, you love the ball, you know.
All right, so anyhow, where was I? Because we just got interrupted by the faggot soccer player.
Damn straight.
How's it going? Did you get your car fixed?
Not yet, no. The guys wanted $35 for 4 valve stems. Like, screw it, I'll do it tomorrow.
$35 for valve stems?
I asked for one, said I get you 4. I want one. No, so screw it, I'm
who
out.
The fuck charges? Valve stems are like...
Checker.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, here in Vegas, we have a checker. You may have a Shucks or a Kragen elsewhere in the country, but, dude, $35? Okay, a valve stem is... Okay.
Yeah.
How do I explain a valve stem?
It's cheap.
Okay, let's take Murphy's dick, for example, in size comparison. It's about that small.
Ouch.
And it gets about as much action. All you do is it's a little thing that sticks into the valve stem is the little thing that sticks into the bigger stem. On the place on the tire where you fill in the air.
Right.
Pretty self-explanatory. It's actually that little itty-bitty nipple part that you have to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And they want $35 for 4?
Yeah.
So, you know what? That's to discourage pranksters.
Pretty much.
Because did you get a valve stem remover?
No, I actually want to do it tomorrow anyway. I'm going to go to the discount tire and have them balance rotated and don't do it there.
Oh, so instead of doing the work yourself,
hey, I got money.
You're going to take the bitch way out.
Hey, I got paid. What the hell?
Fuck you, you got paid. You're going to take the wussy ass
hell
way
yeah.
out and not do the work yourself.
Hell.
You are a lousy car owner.
Damn straight.
Okay?
Not everyone has to hide in the garage from their wife.
Who says I'm hiding? I bring my wife out, my kid out. I want him to be part of that. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm manly
tactic.
Enough, I could do the work. Manual labor. You have no concept of manual labor. That's
yes.
all you can kick out.
Dude, I have enough.
I'm just lazy.
What is your idea? Wait, Murphy, what is your idea of manual labor?
Redoing a backyard.
Okay, and you did that at Omadon's house, right?
Yeah, and I also have done it for numerous family members.
Okay, so your idea of manual labor is anything a fucking Mexican can do.
Oh, dude, that's wrong.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah. Your idea of manual labor, Kari?
Working on computers.
Working on computers.
Yeah, what can I say?
Okay, you get a fucking paper cut. You go crying to the mezzo cabinet. You ever just ripped your knuckle flesh open?
Yeah, once or twice.
Working on a car?
Yes, actually I have.
And how did you feel when you were done?
Yeah, it kind of pissed me off.
It pissed you off? But
well,
you got it done. You're like, yeah!
Yeah, because every Miata needs a blood sacrifice to make it work properly.
A Miata. Okay, so we got a gay soccer player who drives a Miata.
Damn straight.
With a lisp.
With a lisp. Well, and a stutter. So if we can get
Pink
him riled up, if we can get him riled up, it will absolutely sound like a 1980s scratch contest.
Pink Mafia represent? Oh, my God.
Ladies and
can we kick him out now?
No, you invited him in. He's your guest.
Ouch. You said buzz him in. Shit.
Ooh.
Don't mind me. I'm just going over my favorite MySpace.
Yeah, I noticed this. We're doing the show, and you're on fucking MySpace.
Dude, I love MySpace.
This is why Claude was... Oh, wait. Claude did the same shit. I can't win. I can't win for co-hosts here.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? I know who would. Sean Summers has a show coming up soon.
Uh-oh.
I know he'll be here on Friday nights. I'll replace you with him.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye. So anyhow, Kari.
Yes.
What brings you to the ghetto?
Well, aside from working in it anyway, I have soccer in about 2 hours. I think I have time to kill. Drop by the station for once.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You're playing soccer, and we can't say for what company or anything, but
well,
you're doing that corporate challenge thing?
Well, actually, this is just on my own time. It's actually a co-ed rec league, actually.
Oh, summer league. Okay,
yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Fun.
So, soccer.
Soccer.
Is it as boring to play as it is to watch?
No, actually, it's a lot more fun to play. Than it is.
Have you headbutt anybody?
Not yet, but I've gotten pretty close once in a while, though.
Have you dealt with a soccer hooligan?
Not there, no. Not playing indoors,
I can't imagine there'd be soccer hooligans there.
Not with indoors, at least, no.
You never know. You never know. There's a soccer hooligan everywhere. Look at you. You could be a soccer... Murphy, you should be a soccer hooligan.
I just can't.
Why can you not be... No, you know I'm not talking about someone who enjoys the fucking game. I'm talking about someone who, like, throws shit.
Now, if I was going to be anything, I'd be a T-ball hooligan.
You're going to be one of those dads? You're going to be one of those dads? My boy wasn't out. It's T-ball.
Nah. I'm the guy that stands on third base and goes, run, run. That's what I do. I'm third base coach for a little league team.
For a T-ball team. Not even a little league.
Little league T-ball team. Yep.
So that makes you a hooligan.
Ouch.
All right. So I got some stuff to cover here. Let's see. Where do I want to first? Oh, since I got geeks in the studio, I mean myself included with that.
Crazy.
I got faggot soccer players. I got... Wusses.
You know, you keep
I got fucking faggot soccer players. I've got day laborers.
He going back to that fag thing. I don't know.
What?
Never. Nothing.
What? Okay.
He going back to that fag thing. I don't know, man. You come on to me or something?
What's a fag?
I don't know. It's a cigarette, I've heard.
Yeah, okay.
Right, anyway.
So I got a little link here, actually. Great stuff to read. Here's 7 ways to completely and absolutely disprove anybody who makes a scientific claim that you have that suspicion. It's a fraud. An absolute suspicion. You know, the shit you see on infomercials and things like that. So wanted to cover that. Maybe for we could consider it a PSA for everybody. Something. I don't know. Number one, the discoverer pitches the claim directly to the media. They might be a fraud.
Makes sense.
Are you going to just do anything? You're just going to sit there?
I'm listening. I'm just trying to process that. The Discoverer. So say someone goes on TV and actually has a press conference.
So Discoverer pitches the claim directly to the media. They go straight to the media before they get anybody else involved.
Okay.
It may be a fraud.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Number two, the Discoverer says that a powerful establishment is trying to suppress their work.
Okay, yeah, I can go with that one.
Yeah.
All right. That's how you could tell a fraud. Yeah. The government's not wanting me to do this, but Ron Popeil.
Well, hell, I remember during when they put Back to the Future on, what was that? Back to the Future was on NBC.
Okay.
And right as they were making Back to the Future 2, Robert Zemeckis came out and said that hoverboards were actually real, but parent groups in the government were suppressing them because they didn't want kids to get hurt on them.
There you go. So even as a joke, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the scientific effect involved is at the very limit of detection. In other words, oh, yeah, it happens.
The Q ray.
But, you know what that sounds like to me? Get an E meter out for those Scientology assholes.
Exactly.
Your E meter reading, or what do they call them? What do they call the E meter readings?
I don't know. Levels?
Thetas. Thetians.
Thetons. Yeah. Those are
you know, your thetons are off the board. You see this needle barely fucking move.
Yeah, you know what that is, by the way?
What?
That's a galvatron. It just measures...
galvanic response of your skin. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Did you see that link last... I'm sorry, geekness. Did you see that link last week where someone made one out of Lego Mindstorms?
Yes, I did.
That was great.
They made a lie detector out of a Mindstorm.
Sweet. Yeah,
it's great. Let me go on to the next one. Sorry, number four. So remember, folks, when you're watching the infomercials, we're doing this for you, to help you.
For your sake.
Evidence for a discovery is anecdotal. In other words, they don't have proof. They have a story. Oh, so you see, I was walking my dog, and my dog took a crap on a turtle, and I realized it caused the turtle to grow.
Vaporize.
Thank you. So there you go. The Discoverer says a belief is credible because it has endured for centuries. I'm Billy Mays here, and my OxyClean has been around for 100,000 years. The Egyptians used it. Then it was called sand.
That OxyClean shit actually works, though.
Yeah, I know, actually it does. But you know what's really fun is I was fucking with OxyClean. I took a whole thing. I put it into a sink just to see it bubble and see what happens. It actually, you got to be careful with OxyClean. It actually turns into a rock solid. Nice. After it oxygenates, or whatever it does to release the oxygen, I should say.
Dissolves.
It doesn't dissolve.
Really?
It does. That shit sticks around. So you're going to see, I guarantee this, 3 years max. 3 more years. Billy Mays pitching a product to clean out your pipes. I mean, aside from what he wants to do to you. Yeah, you're going to see Billy Mays selling a product that cleans out pipes because all this fucking OxyClean shit is getting jammed up into your plumbing. Your sinks are going to back up and it's going to just puke out black OxyClean.
Nice.
That's awesome. Very nice.
Don't ask me why. I just don't trust things. So I was like fucking with it. I was trying to light on fire.
Because you're a paranoid douche.
I am a paranoid douche.
Works on his own car.
Yeah, like that's something
I
bad.
Know. What the hell?
Try yeah. again, you're slappy.
I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah,
soccer shorts, minus 1 point to begin with.
Damn. Well, what can you do?
I'm just waiting to get you worked up to where, like I said, it sounds like a fucking scratch party.
Well, you know, soccer, it's a great sport. You know, when the U.S. got out of the World Cup, there were literally tens of fans that were disappointed.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I was all
you were one of
bar.
Them.
Yeah, I was all in a bar with them. Yeah, all 10 of them.
All 10 of them.
All 10 of them, yeah. In a bar.
All right, another reason. The Discoverer has worked in isolation. No, it means he's a liar and had to perfect his story.
Oh, it could also mean he's working for the government.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait. What was that first one? The government's keeping him down. That's why he's in isolation. Yeah.
I developed this while working at Area 51. I'm doing an Akari impression. I developed this while working at Area 51 in my soccer shorts, and the government doesn't want me to let you, the consumer, know about this product.
You forgot the stuttering.
Know about this
thank you.
Product.
All right, so.
That's right. You can come down to our studio anytime and be abused as well.
Hey,
we love abusing our listeners. Our listeners are great.
Damn straight. That's why I'm here.
Show us on the doll where they touched you. And hey, that's the second sexual reference. Abuse one tonight.
Ouch.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sucked. Indominate.
The Discoverer must propose new laws of nature to explain an observation. Well, now you see this gravity thing? It just ain't cutting it anymore. So what I did with my invention is turn gravity off for a millisecond, which you can barely see.
Brilliant!
I think I just farted and it lifted me off the chair.
Brilliant! But of course, that's part of the fundamental laws of nature.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, opposite and reaction.
Yes, of course.
Not to mention the ability to clear a room.
Or in my case, make people vomit.
Well, maybe I'll start farting. So there you go, 7 ways to detect fraud
science.
Very
nice. That is very cool.
Yeah. So make sure everybody out there is keeping an eye open.
Speaking of PSAs, and I meant to bring this up a couple of weeks ago, but this is something I want to talk about. Have you ever seen those little signs at your local neighborhood, whatever, that says minimum credit card purchase $5?
Yes.
You know that's against the law?
Really?
Or more importantly, against the Visa and MasterCard terms of agreement.
Really?
A vendor or merchant has to allow any amount for purchase. Any amount. So basically,
so you could be one of those dicks that come up to the cash register with a pack of gum,
mm-hmm.
and you can get it on a card.
Well,
you put it on the card and they say, sorry, you have to have a minimum of $5. Say, okay, fine. You just whip out your cell phone right there and call your credit card company and report them.
Do you know what your credit card company will do?
Fine them $10,000.
I don't have the time.
I don't
do
have
that.
The time to wait on
over
hold.
A pack of gum.
Yeah,
I'll go someplace
yeah,
else.
Yeah, but you know me.
Pull me up the number for like a credit card company. Pull me up a number for a credit card company right now.
Look on the back of your credit card, dick.
Do it, please.
All right, let's see here.
God damn.
Anyway, I think I got a Capital One card here.
Okay.
What's in your wallet? A Capital One card, asshole. Leave me alone.
That means you won't get pillaged by Vikings.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Now, if you're going to go
okay,
that route.
Okay, here, you want a number?
Citibank. Go ahead, pull a Citibank one.
I don't think there's Citibank. A phone number on a card. You pull out cash. We're talking credit card. You pull out cash.
No, I just noticed my
cash. Okay,
result.
What we're going to do.
That's a debit card. That's not even
no,
fair.
No, dude. This is a Visa card.
Okay, give me the goddamn number.
Okay. Jeez, man. Mellow out. 1-800
732 7. Don't anybody else call this right now.
9194.
Now, what's the numbers on the front of the card? Get your pens, kid.
That would be 666-666-1234.
We're going to do English.
Right.
I think we just went.
Please hold while we connect your call.
Oops. Oh, well, we're in anyway.
See how long this takes.
Really amazing. It takes forever. You're fine.
Hey, don't forget Citibank has that thing now where you just press zero and you automatically get someone.
Well, see if we can get through the IVR.
Oh, no. I hate
Bank
these things.
Of America. This service allows you to both speak your selections and enter them on the keypad. If
like
you would
this.
Rather just enter your selections, press star 33.
He needs
at
a woman.
Any time during your
operator.
Call.
No, don't say that shit.
To access just your credit
let me try
card,
one first.
Please say or enter your 16-digit card number.
Four.
To access all your accounts, enter your access ID.
Listen to me.
Thank you.
482-5471-32760.
Let's see if that works.
You said 678482547013270.
No, I didn't.
Right? Here, let me try. Anal sex.
Okay,
once again?
Anal sex.
If you'd rather just key in your responses, press star 33.
Spark plug.
But plug.
Four.
If you're in a noisy area, please key in your access ID or credit card number.
Boop.
beep, boop, boop. And now the fucking aliens are landing.
Great. This is not hackers, okay?
Oh, you never know.
I've never heard a hacker. Okay.
Four.
Please choose the type of account you want to work with.
Here we go.
You can say personal checking or press one.
Press one. Does it work?
Probably not.
Once again.
Press one.
You said checking. Is that correct?
See, that's the problem with
that. That's what I did. I did,
because
yes.
You're going to a checking. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I but here's the thing. I just said press one. It recognized that. So that means this is idiot proof.
Anal sex.
We think.
Spark plug.
Spark plug.
For personal checking, press one.
All right, boring.
That ain't gonna work.
But yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You're going to wait in a fucking line like that.
If you're a vindictive prick like me, yeah, you will.
Even vindictive pricks get bored.
I don't get that bored.
Here's the thing, though. Isn't there like a fee associated per transaction for them?
That's what they're trying to avoid. Okay. That's
well,
what
yeah, that's exactly. Avoid. They're trying to avoid that fee transaction.
But the credit card
companies, cost a lot of money.
But the merchants have basically agreed that they will allow any charge on there, mm-hmm. any size. So they're doing that actually results, and I do believe I think I read it was a $10,000 charge or a $10,000 fine. Mm-hmm. The first couple of times they get a warning, and then it's from that.
Yeah. So, that's something to look out for. That was funny. Anybody got any other numbers you want me to call?
Do you have one for Citibank, something like that? Capital One.
You want to call Gorilla?
Yeah, we gotta find out. Well, no, wait, what about
Chef Hank? Let's call Chef Hank.
We gotta find out what's going on with the menu with Chef Hank.
Let's see what's cooking with Chef Hank.
I'm surprised you don't have that number handier. Wow. I need to get that number.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you can't fucking tell me, so you go ahead and dial
it. Nifty phone.
We'll keep talking. Yeah, that's a phone. Actually, we're going
to
talk about his kind of phones and stuff.
Oh, sweet. I'm looking
here in a little
that.
Bit.
That would be nice, yeah.
That is a nice phone.
It isn't it, though.
Anyhow, people have no clue what we're talking about. I know. Murphy has one of those wonderful PDA phones that really fucking rocks, if I say so myself. Hmm.
Okay, that's it. So go ahead and...
Dum, 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 dum. Oh,
here we go. Mm-hmm. Now, that is if he's not working, so we'll see.
Fuck him if he is.
Let's see what's cooking with Chef Hank.
Butt plug.
Butt plug. Spark plug. You need a what?
Come on, Hank. Pick up the phone.
Hi, this is Henry. I can't
nope.
come to the phone.
Oh, it's Henry.
Please
Bye.
Please leave a message for me. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks. Have a great day.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, this is Visa calling on a courtesy account in regards to privacy and security. We show some unusual activity on your card in the form of a Bunny Ranch receipt. We'd like you to give us a call so that way we can identify and make sure that this is a proper transaction. Thank you very much for using your Visa card. So,
Chucklehead, you should have given him the 866 number.
Fuck that. This is going to be enough to panic him.
So that's Chef Hank.
Fuck Chef Hank.
I just talked to him the other day. Just talked to him the other day, too. He's doing good. He was in Seattle when I talked to him, so.
Oh, okay. Well, he wasn't home now. Yep. Hey, got a little bit more here. We were talking about we've talked about your cell phone before.
Yes,
in the
my
past.
Cell phone. My Uber phone.
Something I pulled up off of Tech Dirt. A really great article discussing how satellite radio is missing one crucial thing. Portability. I mean, absolute portability. Sure, you could take your thing from the car into your home or things like that. Mm. However, this is a great article talking about cellular phones. And the fact that, I mean, if you look, Murphy, what kind of phone do you have?
I have a Singular 8125.
Get off of MySpace.
No, I'm not bringing that up. I'm bringing something else up to completely disprove
Singular 8125, made by who?
It's actually an HTC phone, a company out of Korea. This is a branded version of the Wizard.
Okay.
I believe the HTC Wizard.
So now what they're talking about is the fact that you can start getting cellular phones. That they're getting to be to the point where they're as powerful. 400 megahertz. I'm sorry, 400 megahertz for a phone is awesome,
that
awesome
is.
Power.
That is very nice.
They can start using that to port in things like satellite radio. As a matter of fact, I know that Diggs, the person who runs the LV Rock station here, he actually uses his cell phone to listen to the shows. There'll be times where I'm chatting with him, and I'm like, dude, what's the matter? You going autistic on me here? You're not typing. He's like, oh, no, I'm on my phone.
Yep.
And we'll be in full IRC.
Did
Damn.
You know, he even tested out Skype, which, by the way, may I remind everybody, we have a Skype line into the studio.
Yes,
Spankwagon
is
the name. Give us a call, 1-866-587-6257 or 383-8120, or get your asses in the chat room. That part will pay off.
It works lovely, too. Skype is awesome.
You know, and I love Skype. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these cell phones nowadays, what are you doing?
I just was going to get something ready because you mentioned that the portability wasn't there for XM radio, but...
But it should be. It really should be. And it is. How is it?
Samsung and Pioneer just released two new products, the Helix and the Eno. Each one, let's see, take for example the Helix. Here it is right here, as you can see. That is a true portable XM radio, and it is smaller than my phone.
That is nice. See, that's what they need.
It is not like the Sirius units where you plug it in, download stuff to it, and then take it away later. No, this is actually a live portable XM tuner.
Nice.
Wow.
And where's the Eno? That one's the Helix. This is the Eno right here.
Big question. How much does it cost?
They started at about $400.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but if you do want true portability, and like I said, these things, the physical size, not the width or the weight or anything, but it's about the size of a credit card. It's about the rough size. Has a built-in antenna, has everything it needs, it comes with. Here's the Eno there, Trench.
That's See, those look nice. That is what is needed. Where can someone find one of those?
You go to myradiostore.com. We'll have them.
Myradiostore.com.
XM Radio has them listed on their website.
Okay, XM has them listed.
So that was really nice. You know, I really, really dig that.
See, that's what's needed is that ability, that technical ability, because, you know, I love my iPod because I can listen to what I want to listen to I want to listen to, or what I want to listen to when I want to listen to. You know, which is awesome, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what XM or, and let me rephrase this, that's what satellite radio needs. Whether XM or Sirius, they really need to get on the ball. How much of those units cost?
They started about $400.
So, okay, that's a little high.
But you know what? The XM to go, the MiFi, which is slightly larger than my phone, is available and is available for less than $200 now. And
okay.
It actually will record, I do believe, up to 5 hours of programming as well.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Vert is asking in the chat room.
His number. Okay, here's the numbers to get a hold of us. Right now, if you want to call toll-free, 1-866-587-6257, Local Vegas, 383-8120, or our new Skype feature, Spankwagon. You can't beat that. Spankwagon. All one word, lowercase. You know, actually, even easier, the link to get to our Skype line is on Spankwagon itself. So if you already have Skype installed, click on the link and give us a call. Mm-hmm. And you can give us a call anytime during the show because that's when the line is open, is only during the show.
So, yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on the Skype line there.
Speaking of cell phones, they're now saying again, that long-term mobile use will lead to cancer.
Hey, all right.
It says here in Stockholm, of course, the use of mobile phones over a long period of time can raise the risk for brain tumors.
I've got cancer.
A new Swedish study said. Keep saying.
I've got cancer in my testes.
Me,
you what?
I've got cancer in my prostate, my blood, and my stomach. Yes.
Did you know that they said that if you jack off at least once a day, it actually keeps whatever needs in there flush, so you're not as susceptible to testicle cancer.
What if you do it like 4 or 5 times a day?
Well, your hand may get a little bit of carpal tunnel syndrome, but that's about it. Can you
calluses?
Squeak calluses. Great.
I
gotta
turn the air on again. It's fucking hot here.
Jesus.
I know, I'm
Wait,
so hot.
Wait, Akari and his soccer shorts are making you fucking hot?
Oh, yeah.
He just said your soccer shorts are making him hot.
Damn, I feel good. That's nice.
That's
always nice when I have a fan.
Well, apparently you got one guy that loves you. All right, so.
And my shorts.
What are you doing?
I need water.
You need water.
Water.
I love how professional the show is. You're like, I'm done when I'm done. Go to fucking walk away.
Oh, I love it.
God damn it. All right.
You know what, though? Our show is just like that. And I love it.
Hey, I love it. Chazad in the chat room says, fuck, everything causes cancer nowadays. And you're right. Cell phones cause cancer. The Dutch Health Council, 3 people, all on high. An overview of research from around the world last year found no evidence that radiation from mobile phones and TV towers was harmful, which is impossible just based on logistics, because actually anything that emits an RF or an RF field has to have some level of harm. It's how well your body handles and absorbs it or reflects it, depending on its frequency. A British survey released in January showed no link between regular long-term use of cell phones and the most common types of tumors. However, researchers at the Swedish National Institute for Pornography and Working Life said they looked at the mobile phone use for 905 people, because 1,000 people don't live in Sweden, I guess, between the ages of 20 and 80. When you're almost 80 and you're on a cell phone.
I need a cell phone.
Wait, wait. When you're 80 and
I
you're
on my pants.
When you're 80 and on a cell phone, the likelihood of your brain cancer just being brain cancer is pretty damn good. I don't think
I'm
I like that study.
I'm 85 years old and I live under power lines.
Wait
I
a
think
minute
this
here.
Tumor is because of my cell phone.
I got tumors because of my wife's cooking.
But now, they're just saying that a pornography institute?
No, I made that shit
up. I'm saying, God damn.
Pornography.
Oh, my God. Red Rum has joined the chat room.
Hey, hey.
That's worth talking about because you don't see Red Rum that often.
No,
it's awesome. A total of 85 of the 905 cases were so-called high users of mobile phones that they began early use and use mobile and or wireless technologies. Blah, blah, blah. The study shows that the rise in risk is noticeable for tumors on the side of the head where the phone is said to be used. Guaranteed to you, use the side of your head that you also sleep on. So why don't we say it's fluid draining?
We can.
Why not? I mean, that's about as accurate as that.
Because there's more money in cell phones.
Well, of course, but there's also more money to scare people. We need a grant to study the effects of cell phones. That way they can get their $3 million grant, they can go party, because they are in
Sweden.
They are in Sweden.
Oxford.
So, you know, they can do that.
I got to live. I got to increase.
Auto.
Oh, I hate those commercials.
Oh, come on.
I hate those.
Unpimp your ride.
Now, time to unpimp your auto.
Dude, come on.
Wait, we have an incoming call.
Oh, snap.
How do I answer it? Do I click this one?
You click answer, and then I bring up this. Hello.
Welcome to Spankwagon.
That's my line.
Oh, come on. Hello. And he quits.
What the?
Damn it.
How do I call him back?
If he's in the dial, if he's in the records, if he's in the history.
Check the log.
Double click the history.
I'm going to call his punk ass.
Yeah. It should be going through. You can hear us, right?
Oh, does it work?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, is your refrigerator running? Skype cannot hear you talking.
I think your microphone is broke.
It's not registering the input. Oh, well. We'll keep working.
Look,
on
all
that.
You told me to do is answer the button or click the little button.
And you know, that's the way it should work. It's worked for other
Spankwagen.
Shows. Spankwagen. It's time to untip your auto. Oh, snap. Fuck those commercials.
Come on,
I hate
dude.
Those
Why
commercials.
Why do you hate them? What's wrong with them?
Dude, there's just something wrong. I don't know. The guy was great when he played the devil in fucking, you know, Constantine.
It
was great. You know,
what?
Never
Get
saw
out.
It. Hey, kiss my ass.
Wait, what?
And my soccer shorts.
He's never seen Constantine.
You know, no. If you've never read Constantine, that's one thing. Okay? Because it's a great comic.
Right.
If you've never seen it, I understand, because it is Keanu Reeves.
It wasn't so much Keanu Reeves. It's just no interest.
Sorry,
we'll
Keanu Reeves cannot act.
Not enough butt sex in it for you there, soccer boy?
What can I say? You know?
All right. So,
Virtual Run requests our contact details. Okay.
Just.
Go to the site.
I'm a press.
No, you know why he wanted to request contact details? So now he can chat with us on the fucking Skype. So that you know, that's going to be a distraction.
No, it's not. I'm just going to close the windows.
That works. So anyhow, yeah, basically to get the wrist down is to get a hands-free. But where do you put the cell phone when you're on a hands-free?
In your lap.
Yeah.
Let's fry the boys.
So yeah, you're going to get ball cancer. You know,
nice.
And if you get a Bluetooth, well, that's another form of wireless in between the other forms of wireless.
By the way, something I saw. You know, we were talking about ball cancer and you not wanting to damage the boys because you want to have more kids.
I want to have more kids.
I had this great idea. We were going to get, you know, those little machines, the roulette machines that you hold on and it zaps the shit out of your finger? Mm-hmm. I was going to rewire them and put leads on them, and we were going to hook them up to our nuts and, you know, Russian roulette the old boys. Well, I was all game for it, but my lovely co-host there with... I want to have children again someday. I didn't realize you'd be carrying it there, Nancy. So anyway, I was in Spencer's today, and I saw something that I think could be a lot of fun for us.
Okay.
Imagine a paintball game, except that the gun, when you get hit, shocks the shit out of your hand.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You see, unlike Opie and Anthony, I don't see those stunts as necessary for a show.
But I see them as absolutely hilarious.
But bad food. Oh, yeah.
But bad food is right up. You know, give me a Brussels sprout fucking soda, and, you know, we'll talk. All right. So let's see what else do I got. So, yeah.
Hey,
so,
wait. Speaking of cancer.
Oh, God.
Hey, guess what? Major League Baseball has launched an actual investigation into Barry Bonds.
Really?
A cancer on
yes.
the sport.
Baseball launched its probe Thursday into alleged steroid use by Barry Bonds and others, even though Barry Bonds is the only one anyone really cares about.
Right.
And the really neat thing is Bud Selig actually started this and appointed former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell and currently the director of the Boston Red Sox to lead the inquiry.
Okay, well, okay, so he just gave a owner of a team...
No, he's not an owner. He is the director.
Okay, it doesn't matter. That guy is associated with a team in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
He should not be part of that inquiry.
But he has run numerous inquiries in the past. They got a lot of stuff. Something I found interesting, though, they're not suspending Bonds or any of the other players in the investigation. And you and I were talking about this.
Yeah, they should. I'm sorry. Anywhere you work, if you fucked up bad enough to have someone investigate what you have done, you either go on administrative leave, paid or unpaid, depending on whatever rules they've already mm-hmm. established. Why are they not doing that in this case?
That's a great question.
It's
baseball. No one's given any answer.
It's baseball.
That's it.
Bud Selig screwed up. Bud Selig said, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to let them do whatever it takes, excuse me, to make baseball great again because he already fucked up once with the strike.
Yeah, and that killed baseball right there. That killed any kind of momentum that baseball had. You know, Mitchell's an interesting pick. He was he's the chairman. I'm sorry, of the Walt Disney Company. Mm-hmm. He has been a director for the Marlins, and now is a director for the Red Sox. John Dowd, the Washington lawyer who headed baseball's investigation of Pete Rose, said Mitchell doesn't have a great track record with me. He doesn't look like he's independent. But Dowd could be just a little sore that he didn't get the choice on this one. When you look at George Mitchell, his Senate service, he served from 1980 to 1995. He's a Democrat, and he appointed on May 17th to head the U.S. Senate for vacancy. Let's see, he was reelected in 82. Some of the stuff he's taking care of. He was chairman of the board of Walt Disney, director of the Boston Red Sox.
Okay, so again, I don't see... Okay, if he's chairman of the board at Walt Disney, he's probably chairman during Eisner, right?
No, Eisner was the chairman. He's taken over since Eisner left.
Okay, that's good, because I'm saying if he's doing anything on the board with Eisner, there's one of your problems. I mean, pure and simple.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's strange. I think it's a step in the right direction.
Red Rum in the chat room says, why doesn't anybody believe Barry Bonds? He was over 30 when he put 30 pounds its age. Yes, but you don't change your hat size.
Yeah, your hat size doesn't change
your nose
in
may grow
off-season.
When you get older. That we know is a fact. Your ears get kind of wobblier. You get hair in them.
You do not put on 40 pounds of muscle.
And you do not increase your hat size.
Yeah, your hat size will never change.
As a full-grown adult, your brain has grown to its
your
capacity.
Cranium is in its maximum potential. Yeah. And then, all of a sudden, he drops 40 pounds but before heading into spring training last year?
Yeah.
Come on. He's admitted openly in grand jury testimony to using a substance called Clear and another topical substance, which, through more Balco investigation, has turned out that it is a steroid.
Interesting.
It's you know, that's the funny part. We talked about that last week where Bonds' lawyers tried to get the book Game of Shadows pulled or at least
stop
them from making
any money. Well, and it wasn't because of libel or anything like
that.
It was pure and simple. They just, where'd you get his facts from?
Oh. Well, they got it from the grand jury testimony. Hey, what do you know?
So there you go, folks.
Yeah, that's that.
Pure and simple, you know, Barry Bonds is going to be, he's going to be the poster child for going down for this because he is
and
such.
And he deserves it.
Well, I will say that he made himself a target. He wasn't careful. He made himself a target. Mark McGwire, who also obviously had to have been using something.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think he was mentioning that he was using something that caused him to have man boobies.
He was using Andro and creatine, which neither of which are...
but creatine is a banned substance, isn't it?
It is now. Oh, yeah. At the time,
it
was not.
Well, yeah. Steroids in the 70s weren't banned either, but...
Well, creatine, though, isn't really a... Creatine isn't a steroid. What it does is it helps your body retain water and actually build up muscle mass. That's all creatine really does. Now, I'm not trying to defend Mark McGwire because he's white. That's the first thing everyone says to me. Why? You're defending Mark McGwire because he's white.
I don't mean shit.
I'm defending Mark McGwire just a little bit because I honestly don't feel that he used the regiment of steroids that Barry Bonds did. I'm sure he used steroids.
Sosa obviously had to have used them.
Sosa, I don't feel as much used them as... Sosa used them definitely after he got injured and tried to come back, the whole cork bat incident.
Right, and we absolutely know Canseco used them. We absolutely know that Palmeiro used them.
Giambi used them. Exactly. Sheffield, it's almost a guarantee that Sheffield has used them too. But,
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Oh, I just want to say that I hate Barry Bonds.
Why do you hate Barry Bonds?
Because he's a Negro, and I don't want him.
Lord.
I'm just kidding. I don't hate him because he's a Negro.
I'm a Negro below the waistline.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's a damn lie.
You're pompous man. I just don't want to see him like break Babe Ruth's record, the greatest baseball player in the history of the game.
He already broke Babe Ruth's record.
All right, Hank Aaron's record. Hank Aaron, I don't want to see him pass Babe Ruth. Is what I meant to say.
I could care if he's going to break a record or not. He's doing it by cheating, and that is the part that's...
So let me ask you this, then.
Being insincere.
Let's say, you know, do you want him smited, literally smited from the record books?
Yes. I'd like him smited from the planet Earth, actually.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Just because of steroids. So if Barry Bonds was an obscure player for his entire career, no one would give a shit. You wouldn't give a shit.
You know what?
But who else would be that person? Who else do you think would have stepped up and have got himself caught? Palmeiro?
Well,
Canseco, obviously.
The hate for Bonds goes more than just steroids. Most Dodger fans will tell you, and most people who really don't like Bonds goes more than that. He is a racist.
Yes.
He has said before he won't sign autographs for white people. He's an asshole.
Damn!
When asked...
I want to prove that.
You know, when there was the chance...
Wear your gay soccer shorts, Akari.
There was a chance of another strike a couple of years ago. He was asked, what he thinks about the people, or, you know, what he feels that people feel they're being cheated. And he said, well, you know, they don't play baseball. I don't care what they think.
Damn.
There you go. And he's got his own part, he's got his own section in the locker room. He doesn't dress with the boys, you know? I mean,
he doesn't even take BP with the boys, does he?
You know what? That's interesting, because then that way they can't tell if he has back knee.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or if the fact that his boys are gone.
Well, also, being a complete racist that he is, I mean, Jeff Kent's talked about it. He just doesn't want to be involved.
Jeff Kent, him, never got along. Actually, anybody who used to be a locker over from Barry in the other direction never fucking got along.
No, but Jeff Kent's kind of a hard guy to get along with as well. But Jeff Kent said himself, you know, Barry Bonds doesn't like to talk to anyone. He doesn't like, you know, he likes to talk to his own people. And,
right.
You know, he's a tax cheat. He's an adulterer. And
he's
a cross-dresser.
A now he's a cross-dresser.
Nice.
Him and Dennis Rodman.
He's got a lot of strikes against him, and you're forgetting the most important fact.
He's a Negro.
Okay, that's right. So,
all right.
Out of there. Out of the league. Out of the league. All of them taking over our sport. You know what I'm saying, Trencher?
Nope, not a clue.
Okay.
Don't even try to bring me to that bucket. No,
no
way.
I'm just messing around. Not a racist whatsoever.
Yeah, you are. I've listened to your shows.
Yeah.
I've listened to your shows. I know what you guys do, okay?
Hey,
I'm afraid of what this new show is going to be. Go ahead and pitch your new show.
4/5 of our cast was Asian, so, you know, you can't really, you know, we
as long
the
as there's
like,
no
wait,
tsunami,
wait.
You're safe.
Well, no, I mean, it meant he ate great Chinese every fucking night of the week.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Oh, would you like pad thai? Oh, yeah.
And then, no,
an
and then.
And then, actually, the reason 3/4 of his crew was Asian is he had, like, the happy ending.
Oh, hey, there you go.
So pimp the new show, man.
Okay, yeah, real quick. Sorry, thanks, guys. Sean and Chase show. I guess it'll be on right after the Leroy's Sportsbook show on LBRocks.com, believe it or not.
All right.
We got hanging right. And you know, you mentioned the MySpace a few times tonight. We do have the MySpace.
Fuck MySpace.
We do have the MySpace.
Fuck MySpace.
I love MySpace.
Cool little thing. I don't know. MySpace.com.
MySpace is for pedophiles and Afro-engineer haters.
That would be me.
Oh, my God. It's
right.
A fit.
And it's funny. You know, I give Jimmy Diggs crap for being a racist all the time. It's just because I'm a shock jock.
Well, he's from the South. Jimmy Diggs
I'm
is from the South.
I'm a lying shock jock, and I just want to give that man shit.
I hate that word.
Shock jock?
I hate that phrase.
But yet you want. But wait. You hate the phrase, but yet you wanted to do a stunt where you fucking shock your balls.
Yeah, that's not a shock jock.
That is a shock jock.
That is a shock jock.
Okay, I just want to point it out here. All right. So
it goes beyond the definition of shock jock.
Well, it creates a whole... It brings it back to the original definition, I think.
Okay, so what's the show times?
Three to four Pacific Standard Time.
All right.
So, you know...
And what's the show going to be called?
I've got a few stations, so, I mean, you know, this is basically for two stations, LVRocks.com and ExtremeRadio1077.com. I don't know. You guys are on, like, 10 stations, though.
We're on a few.
Yeah.
Like the ones that don't put careful though they you know they may put like a kind of interrupt your show with their own advertising.
Yeah.
I kid. So anyhow, all right. So name of the show again?
Sean and Chase. We keep it simple. You know what I mean?
And right. what's the premise of the show? Is it?
Don't let go. Just fucking tune in.
Sorry.
Fucking tune in.
Tune in. Or you know, check us out. MySpace.com/Sean and Chase. Be my friend, Murphy. All right, be my friend.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have my top eight, Murph.
Murphy has gay soccer photo friends.
Yeah.
He'll share them with you. Fantastic. All right. Thanks for calling.
Hey, we'll see you Sunday, right?
Yep.
Oh, good shit.
WrestleMania. The OG.
You the man.
Oh yeah.
Gotta go to WrestleMania.
Brother.
All right. Oh yeah, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Shitty Mitty. Tim, you know, we should have kept him on the line. We should have kept him on the line for Shitty Mitty. He'd like this. All right.
Call him back. You got redial on that motherfucker.
Do
oh,
I?
Shit.
Do
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. Well, we'll figure it out some other time. Give us a call at the studio, 1-866-587-6257. What we're going to do is play Shitty Mitty. We need a contestant, though. We'd like someone actually either on the phone. The Skype thing is just not going to work until we get it configured, because I don't think I fully configured it today. We'll get it working by next week.
And if we don't get someone, we're going to have Gay Soccer Boy here.
Yeah,
to do
Gay
it.
Soccer Boy is going to play because he can't see the screen.
Yeah, okay.
So anyhow, what we're going to do. Oh, yeah, Stitch FM says he'll bite my ass about the whole playing the.
Oh, we love you,
we
Stitch.
We love you, Stitch.
You and I talked it out. We got it.
Talked it out? You guys actually talked?
Well, we.
I got the lawyers on them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. My legal counsel. You want to know what my legal counsel is? Time Magazine. I'm sure they know it. All right.
I know. We had legal counsel in here not too long ago.
Yeah, we had legal counsel in a while ago. But anyway, we need someone to call in right now. 1-866-587-6257. Please, please, please. Ooh, I farted. Please play Shitty Mini. You guys are going to die tonight. We want someone to give a call because, you know, you play a lot. You actually play Shitty Mini quite a bit.
Yeah.
You did pretty good. I think you played the video game one. Two of the video game ones. One of the Nintendo ones. So you play a lot.
I play too much for my own good.
You're pretty good at the game, but
somebody
else
is calling.
You're in the studio, so if you win a jack shit prize, it's really gonna suck.
I know.
I'm just gonna come over and rub my nuts on your chin.
No, because you know we know how much you like it, and he is a gay soccer player.
Nothing wrong with a little chin
see
bouncing
what I'm
against the
see
taint.
What I'm saying? Anywho, what I need is someone to give a call in 1-866-587-6257. Its phone lines are open. Anybody can call and play Shitty Mitty. The premise of the game, for those of you who do not know, which is amazing you don't, is I'm going to play a MIDI file. It is a MIDI file of a song that everybody should know. Sometimes we fuck that up. But you will have to guess and let me know what you think the song is. If you get it right, you get the jack shit prize or award depending on its relative worth to you. Fair enough? Fair enough to you?
That sounds fair to me.
Will you at least do the MySpace shit later instead of during the show?
I was adding Sean.
You can copy paste. You got
a high Akari, angst and villainy.
It's going to be you. Oh,
wait, we got a caller.
Sweet.
You got lucky.
All right.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
I hear there's some crazy song identification going on here.
Oh, yes. The crazy song identification is Shitty Mitty because you won't say that word. I know, Vert. He will not. Yeah, I could not.
Didn't he say cock or something in the room the other day?
I thought he said something in the chat room a couple weeks ago, but I still couldn't. My brain couldn't process.
For
the
those
fact
of you that aren't
sworn.
Best friends with the guy, this is Vert on the phone with us here from
luck,
ye
Vert.
Old chat room, Virtual One.
Greetings.
You won't say Shitty Mitty.
Probably not.
Can you say? will you say Poopy Mitty for us?
I guess that's
oh,
no. Jesus.
Oh, you won't even say Poopy
you
MIDI.
You got totally. Wow. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I got the MIDI loaded. We're going to go ahead and.
I'm not very good at this, so I don't know.
Well this one.
It.
This one. This one should be pretty easy. Give it a little bit, though. Give it a little bit. This one should be pretty easy. Got to get past this part. This part is a little annoying.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
Oh man, I think I know that song. I can hear the music, and I cannot think of the name of the song.
Any guesses? Just give me a guess.
I'm thinking on it.
I got to drop the line.
But we're going to have to go to the in-store homo, or the in-studio homo.
Five,
me.
four, three, two. What's your guess?
Can't think of it. Sorry.
Vert, right, you so disappoint Vert us.
Drop his line.
So
anybody else? Wait, if
anybody else? Before we go to the in studio homo,
please, I'm begging you guys. Come on now.
Let me rewind it a bit.
Roll it out here. Let's go.
God, that is horrific.
It is awful.
This is a shitty MIDI.
I just love how they did the vocal track, too. That's just horrible.
Well, you need it, because sometimes, if it wasn't for the vocal track, no one would know what the song is.
This is true. This is very.
Does anybody want to call 1-866-587-6257? So we don't have to reward... God, I stink. So we don't have to award this to our to this week's Studio Troll. Actually, not Studio Troll, but Studio Queer.
In-store. I keep saying in-store.
In-studio queer.
Soccer short, we're in faggot.
Anybody, give a call. We're waiting for you. All right. Looks like it ain't going to happen.
Man, I can't think. I want to say something diner, and I just can't.
Oh, bullshit.
Dude,
what is it?
Hey, where's my...
Oh. I'm trying to think. Honestly, I can't. And I know
we need another call.
Faggot, what do you got?
I got shit.
So you don't know what it is?
On your dick. All right, so he ain't got it.
Do
all
it. Right. Oh, man.
So we need a caller. We need someone to call. Let me rewind it back.
I am embarrassed. Spankwagon,
you're on the air.
Is it I Dream of Jeannie?
No, it's not I Dream of Jeannie. You suck.
Go die in a fire.
Oh, my God. All right, the phone lines are still open. The lines are still open. Spankwagon Radio.
And you've got dial tone.
I got dial tone.
Sweet.
All right, we're still waiting for someone to call 1-866-587-6257 for Shitty MIDI to get the jack shit prize or award. No one in the chat room has it either.
Yeah. Vert's pounding his head on the desk right now. He knows what it is.
Come on now. One more try, and then we're gonna...
Red Rum, you're out there. Come on, why don't
you
call
us?
Yes.
Give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. Let me rewind it again.
God, it's an annoying song, too.
It is. It's horrible.
Might as well have been 99 Luftballons.
You know, do want to talk about that. VH1 had a thing where they were doing a contest. Not a contest, but a charity drive for Kirk and Katrina. You could make $20,000. You could program an hour block on VH1 with that $20,000. Dude bid the money 1 hour straight of the video, 99 Luftballons.
Oh,
1 hour
English
straight.
English and German.
I fucking hate that song.
All right, folks. We're going to get a little bit. Vert even knows lyrics. He's spitting out lyrics. He doesn't know the name of the song.
Too bad he's not spitting out an answer.
Vert, use Google. Use Google.
Come on, man.
Cheat a little. All right. So we have it close. So we're going to have to give Akari's hint away. Diner. But what? What is that? Stitch goes, it sounds like Suzanne Vega. You're all getting closer. Murphy, can you give me a bottle of water? I'm parched here.
No, let's send the bitch. Go get him a bottle of water.
Oh, yeah. Go.
Whores.
Go, studio bitch. Hey, you know what? Akari, do you want to come and be the full-time studio bitch?
Okay. Yeah,
play soccer.
Go,
all right, go get some water.
Fucking kick around balls with other men. So
In tight little shorts.
Yeah.
All right, since this is killing me, dude, you've got to end this.
Okay, Red Rum. It is Red Rum points out in the chat room. It is Suzanne Vega. I know it.
Okay.
Red Rum, what is the song? Thanks.
Ugh.
What is the name?
It's got an annoying title to go with it.
Red Rum won't tell. Red Rum, we want you to tell. That's the point of a contest. You call in and win
That's
a
it.
Contest.
I can kick her and this goddamn shit now. Kick her. Kick her from
I'm
the
not
room.
Gonna kick it.
Kick her.
No, I'm going to do it.
Kick her.
All right. So, you know, and it's really disappointing. Really, really disappointing. We're going to... I really want... Because this week's...
Do you know
what? This week's Jack Shit Prize was worth it.
Then you know what? Let's hold it over till next week. Let's not say what it is, and we'll do it again next week. Same song.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the prize next week, because I got to fucking... Okay, anyhow. So here it is. We're going to... I got to do it one more time.
It ain't going to happen, man.
Fucking... Red Rum gets it! Thank you! Red Rum!
Oh, my God. Finally!
Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega. Now, this week's Jack Shit Prize or Award.
Oh,
let me
shit.
Go take care of it right now.
Are you going to piss in a bottle? Oh, this week's Jack Shit Prize would be Akari wearing an entire bottle of water. Nice. Take the headphones off. Take them off. There you go. Why don't you let those sit there? And Akari is drenched, and he's licking licking the water off his hand.
That was hot.
And there we go. That is the Jection prize of the week.
I just fucking dumped up. I wasted a good bottle of water, but that was what I wanted to do.
Nice.
I figured, if anything. All right. So good job. Congratulations, Red Rum. You win. Actually,
a soaking wet Akari.
We all win the Jackshit Prize Award. He's soaking wet Akari. As a matter of fact, for those of you who are frustrated over the lyrics, let's go ahead and give them to you. We're going to cut to a quick break. After this shitty song, we'll play some decent stuff.
Okay,
Murphy,
cool.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. Was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. Inside, does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice. Thank you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you are back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
You got me here, Trencher.
And you got Murphy.
And of course, don't forget the in-studio bitch.
Wet Akari.
The soaking wet Akari.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, yeah, we're, you know.
I think the water activated his scent glands. Can you smell him over there?
Yeah, it's like a wet cat, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously, wet cat.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back, actually back for at least 20 more minutes or 15 or whatever
Something like that.
We do have to cover a couple of our world-famous bits because, you know, we already did Shitty Mitty, so we got a couple more to cover. Let's do, well, my favorite, Dead Celeb.
Okay.
It is now time for Dead Celebrities of the Week! This week's Dead Celebrity, Buck Owens, country music icon, dead at 76, which is an ironic age for him to die because he had a red, white, and blue guitar. I just want to point that out. Thank you. Country music singer and songwriter icon and the 1996 Country Music Hall of Fame, Buck Owens has passed away at his Bakersfield, California residence. He was 76. Considered by many as the original Rhinestone Cowboy, Owens was responsible for over 20 number one hits, including his first Act Naturally, his hits Together Again, and his other hit I Got the Tiger by the Tail. Most of his biggest hits were released from the mid-60s to mid-70s amongst numerous recording artists. Who recorded his songs were Emmylou Harris, The Beatles, who recorded Act Naturally, and Dwight Yoakam. He also was part of the world-famous Hee Haw, the long-running popular television comedy, country-themed musical variety show. How the many more fucking...
I think you could get another adjective in there.
I don't know. He co-hosted with Roy Clark. He was on there from 1969 to 1986 with his memorable red, white, and blue guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Dead Celebrity, Buck Owens. Feel like doing an American Bandstand
exactly.
Fade out. You ever notice American Bandstand? They're all like singing, like still full energy, but the music's fading out and their voice is fading out. Like,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's like when I was a kid, I even realized, I'm like, how come they're? I can't hear their voices now that they have the mic off. I mean, shouldn't I be able to hear their voices at least a little bit? What little did I know? Mm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was your Dead Celebrity of the Week, Buck Owens. I think there was another guy, Casper Weinberger, but who really wants to talk about dead politicians? I mean, really? Seriously, do you?
The Republicans do.
Oh, apparently. Yeah, well, you know, they got to wave their flag a little.
Yeah, well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Red Rum goes, let's not forget Chef. He died this week.
No.
No.
He was brought back.
He was brought back. So, anywho.
Would you like to touch my balls, children?
Yes, exactly. Don't you mean your chocolate balls? No.
I mean my balls.
So, we'll see how that goes. That's South Park, for those of you who don't know. All right, it's time for another good old-fashioned bit.
I'm in with the out crowd. I'm in with the out crowd.
We Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spankwagon Radio where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners, by giving you Mad Props. And first up, let's give them to Anorexic Pillow.
Mad Props.
Chizad.
Mad Props.
The Unknown Guest.
Mad Props.
Josh, acronym letter something letter.
Mad Props.
Red Rum.
Mad Props.
Stitch Fox FM.
Affiliate Props.
Virtual One.
Former Hosting Props.
Sam.
Never says anything props.
And let's give it a little bit to, you know, Sean Summers, because he did try to play
Sean
the game.
Sean was here with us.
Did call us in. So Sean Summers, Mad Props, postmortem. All right.
Wait. He's here in the studio. He's doused with water and smells like wet cat. Might as well give him some props.
Ikari!
Mad Props!
And ladies and gentlemen, there's your Spankwagon Mad Props!
Cause I'm in with the out crowd.
Sing it, bitch.
You made me scratch my
bad
record.
Edit. I actually was talking to a car. I wanted to hear him sing it. I'm in with the out crowd. In with the out. Crowd.
Jesus Christ. You're going from, like, you know, stuttering to Tourette's. Stuttering to starting your fucking car.
I know, it's a great motherfucker! You know?
Yeah, there you go. He drives up. Anyway. All right, so that's that. Hey, we got a couple of follow-up stories here. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned this bike is a pipe bomb. For those of you who don't know, there was a dude with a sticker. It's a band name out of Florida that's named This Bike is a Pipe Bomb. Well, you know, you could buy these stickers that are actually made to fit on your bike. So you could put a sticker on your bike that says this bike is a pipe bomb. And moron cops out there in the world all go, ah, that bike must be a pipe bomb. Worry. And what do?
Tow the bike.
They destroy the bike. This bike says it's a pipe bomb, therefore it must be a pipe bomb. You know, wonderful fucking logic, right?
Well, so, how do they know any better? Think about it on that point.
Okay, dude, do you wear a t-shirt that says, I am a soccer fag?
I no, could. He has the shorts
well,
that do it.
He has the shorts
yeah,
that do
thank
it.
You.
The thing is, though, you can't. I'm sorry, it's a goddamn sticker. And really, if you were wanting to inflict damage or cause panic, do the action. Don't say, I'm going to. No, do the fucking action.
Yeah,
you don't see. This shoe is an explosive sticker.
Well,
you're
not going to see that. You're not going to see the bomb as a shoe brand anytime in the near future.
Oh my God! I totally have to interrupt. I was in the wife's car the other day, and she has box cutters in the car because she takes them with her from work. So I'm sitting there with it, and she says, "Put that Osama knife down."
Well, at least you called an Osama knife and not a Hussein knife or something.
I was
going like
to say, what? You mean my Al Qaeda pilot license?
So here's the thing. You know, the bike is a pipe bomb. The fucking Florida, first off, what they do, or I'm sorry, this one, let's see, this is the Florida band, but this happened in Ohio. These Ohio cops, well, the university cops, I should say, found the bicycle, panicked when they saw the sticker, and, you know, they called the real cops in. They panicked when they saw the sticker. They called the bomb squad in. They panicked when they saw the sticker. So they destroyed the bike to make sure it wasn't a pipe bomb.
Or a bike bomb.
Or a bike bomb, exactly. So what they now have to do, by the way, Chizad says, oh yeah, I'm a suicide bomber t-shirt. You're not going to say it. The university says actually, they will be reimbursing the cost and replace the bike. Now, the 7-year-old bike was between $800 and $1,300. So a 7-year-old bike was quite a bit. Here's my suggestion to the guy in Ohio. I know you're not listening to this, but if this ever filters down to you by any stretch of the imagination, may I suggest Gary Fisher. As a matter of fact, you should have enough money. You should be able to afford a Gary Fisher Sugar, which is a full suspension model, or Cake, which is a 29-inch rim full suspension model. A couple suggestions I have there. Maybe the chat room might give a better a better bike. But
buy a cheaper bike.
Fuck you, and pocket the rest of the money.
$1,300 for a bike?
Hey, come on. You know what? $1,300 they're going to give you for that, for the duress of the fact that they just accused you of being a terrorist. Fuck it. Buy a nice bike and have that bike as a reminder, and then
get another sticker.
I'm serious. Get another sticker. If
profit.
You know, profit. Plan one. Scare the shit out of people. You know, they even tried charging this guy. They tried to put him on a charges for having explosive, but also for inciting panic. The only people that panicked were the people who were paid professionals that panicked. No one else panicked. No one else went, you know, I'm sure someone looked and went, meh. That's all they did. But the officials, the police, they panicked.
The people who are in charge of our welfare.
They panicked. So if you're inciting panic and you're paid public officials, that's something I'd worry about. Stitch FM, this girl was suspended for having a screwdriver in her car. The school official suspended her for having weapons on school grounds and was denied to walk across the stage for a diploma. That's the bullshit I'm talking about. I mean, that's exactly it. Like the Osama pilot license. You know, you have a screwdriver. I'm sorry. A screwdriver is a tool. A screwdriver is not a weapon. It is never going to be classified as a weapon as long as there's a screw to turn. I mean, honestly. Now, I know the old saying goes, if you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail, but it's still a hammer. It's still a tool. It still is there to build or disassemble. I agree. Same with a screwdriver. I guess you can unscrew and rescrew. Who knows? But the point of the matter is that people are getting a little bit too stupid about all of this. Too paranoid, too stupid. Shazad says he should use the money they're giving him to buy a dozen Huffy bikes from Walmart. And then what? Buy a dozen stickers? Park the bikes random places and just let them be stolen or look decrepit.
That's what I do.
Fuck it. You know what you should do? Take the money and buy a bunch of pipes. Make real fucking pipe bombs. Show them who's the boss.
And put stickers on there.
This pipe is a bike bomb.
There you go. And then Chazaz says, of course, it doesn't. This bike is a pipe bomb. As far as I'm concerned, this is our officials. These are, you know, our public safety, our security force, keeping us safe from ourselves. Orwell is not only spinning, but right now they're hooking up an electromagnet, and he's going to create power.
Like a rotisserie chicken.
Jesus. Just like Ron Cole. Flip it and forget it.
Nice.
Thank you. I was up one night like past like 11 miracles and watching Ron Cole commercials. It's... Anyhow.
Hey, I've got one. You know those guys in the Army who actually had to buy their own body armor?
Yeah.
And the government said they'd reimburse them for it?
They never reimbursed them for
actually,
it.
Actually, it gets better. They've actually now, they're banning privately purchased body armor. Mm-hmm. Just 6 months.
Wait. They made them buy their own body armor,
well,
and now
they
they're banning
made them.
It.
They said they could and they'd reimburse them, but now it's banned. Just 6 months after the Pentagon agreed to reimburse soldiers who bought their own protective gear, the Army has banned the use of the... The Army has banned the use of body armor that is not issued by the military. Yeah.
So, wow, they just totally fucked out their own people.
Yeah, well,
again,
what else is new?
Well, I
effective
know.
Immediately.
We could say that here. We're sitting here comfortable in a semi-air-conditioned studio.
Yeah.
You're soaking wet. We
and
could
smelling
say that.
Like wet cat.
Smelling like fucking cat. Dude, so you're a faggot soccer player who smells like pussy. This is slightly contradictory.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, the Army has said that since they can't guarantee the quality of commercially bought armor, any soldier wearing it will have to turn it in and have it replaced with authorized gear. The problem is, who knows how long it's going to take that authorized gear to show up.
So, yeah, that's ridiculous. By the way, Chazad is back into the pipe bomb deal. He goes, this bike is filled with yummy custard. All of a sudden, police are not panicking, but they are salivating.
Reminds me of that episode of...
This bike is a bukkake bomb.
This bike is a bukkake bomb.
Reminds me of
right
that episode.
Right there, perfect.
Reminds me of that episode of Invader Zim where Gurr took all the rocket fuel out of his legs and replaced it with tuna.
Okay.
Had to make room for the tuna.
There you go.
Anyone who's not seen Invader Zim,
Invader Zim.
Your life is not complete. Invader
apparently.
Zim is absolutely hilarious.
All I know is
we'll give you the DVDs.
All I know is they sell a ton of Invader Zim shit over at like Hot Topic.
Yeah.
So I figure, oh great, it's a trendy goth thing.
I got a monkey.
It's become that, yes, it
has.
Yeah,
it's a trendy goth thing to have
what
Invader
else is
Zim.
New?
But you know what? Invader Zim got canceled like, what, 3 years ago now?
Something like that.
Still a great show. Mm-hmm. It cracks me up. I'm going to sing the Doom song now.
All right. So let's see. What else do I got here? Walgreens.
Herpes.
Well, no. The scratching is gone. Walgreens says bad stuff about people. As a matter of fact, on Walgreens receipts and also on the prescription information, keep your eyes open because Walgreens, I believe it was, I don't know, Palm Beach. Woman. She says that Walgreens had in their labeling crazy and psycho. And this is medication, of course, for mental issues, but she's always been one of those people, I'm a professional. I approach everybody evenly and squarely, blah, blah, blah. But yet they put labeled psycho and crazy bitch. So watch out when you go to Walgreens because they may be labeling you. Hey, is Studio Troll in?
Yeah, she's in.
Hello, Studio Troll. You have a mission to fulfill. Your weekly mission. Nice shirt, by the way.
Nice cleavage, even better.
Even better cleavage. Studio Troll?
Oh. And there are the titties. All right, nice. Thank you.
You got boobs.
We got boobed. Yes, we did.
So.
Oh, now she's making a run for the bathroom.
So she was doing the pee-pee dance while flashing us the boobs.
Oh, I should go squeeze her a little.
Oh, yeah.
Push on the bladder.
You're going to end up as wet as Akari. That's all I'm going to say. All right.
A little yellow treats there.
Yeah. Anything?
I got nothing today.
You got nothing?
Dude, I'm tired.
Well, it's been a long week for you. You've had your root canal and whatnot. Hey, don't forget
half a root canal.
Something we may start covering. I know Apple hit its 30th birthday last week. This week, Apple is getting sued by AppleCore Records, the Beatles, because...
Again,
because of the fact that Apple is selling music, which is something they were not supposed to do originally.
Well, then you get into a gray area because they weren't supposed to produce music or distribute music, and they're not. They're
are distributing music because they are selling. Yeah. That is distribution,
so
pure and simple.
It's an interesting case. Everyone needs to keep up on it because it's even more interesting may be that France may actually require the DRM be stripped out of the iTunes music store.
And that will be a wonderful, wonderful thing because as far as I'm concerned, DRM, digital rights management in anything, is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to, I don't even have to spew my own arguments. Go to EFF.org, pure and simple. EFF.org will have anything you want to know and any information about digital rights management and why it's utter bullshit.
Bullshit.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like it's
about that time.
Yeah,
about
it looks like that time again. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Bankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
And I've been Murphy.
And we do appreciate our in-studio guest, Ikari.
Hey, how's it going?
Soccer fag.
Damn straight.
All right.
We got a couple of people to thank out there.
A few people. First off, let's cover the syndicates.
Well, let's see. First off, we've got Extreme Radio 177.
You forgot the zero. It's 1077.
Whatever. Flash FM.
Don't
Fox
say whatever.
FM.
Our affiliate syndicates are gone.
Extreme Radio 1077. Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host, LV Rocks for letting us play in their studio, Mega Rock Radio, Radio for Me, and Extreme Radio. Extreme!
Also want to say a big thank you to our friends, All-Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, VFTP.net, and don't forget the Sean and Chase Show. Check those guys out. Also want to say, if we're not live,
you'll get us in the archive.
You can check us out at podcasts.lvrocks.com and our long-term archive on spankwagon.net. Don't forget to go to Spankwagon. Submit your stories, your comments, your needs.
Pictures of your penises and various other body parts.
If you're a woman, we want those.
Boobies!
Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
And I've been Murphy.
Check your local listings for Spankwagon Radio and have a great week.
Retards out!
V rocks. Noise from Vegas.